Old National Bank State Street Studio.
This is WMVP WSHE HD2 Chicago.
A Good Karma Brands radio station.
How's your golf game? Yeah, mine too, but more on that later. It's time for more golf talk on the CDGA Golf Show, your guide to golf around the world and in your neighborhood. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. Now here are your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000. We're with you every single Saturday throughout the golf season, 8 to 10 a.m. If you missed anything, check out the CDGA Golf Show podcast on the ESPN Chicago app or wherever you get your podcast. 312-332-3776. If you want to join us here on the show, as this segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course, we now head on out to Fox Bend Golf Course where we find Lou Ramadani, the head professional over at Fox Bend. He's on site with Mike Gilligan right now. Lou, good morning, and thanks so much for joining us today.
Good morning, Tyler. Thanks for having me.
Of course. You guys have a fantastic event going on right now out at Fox Bend. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah, we've got our two-player championship today. We've got two-player teams playing a nine-hole scramble on the front nine, and then nine-hole best ball on the back nine to determine who the two-man our two-player championship winners are.
So, Lou, first off, you are amazing with the weather. I mean, the weather couldn't be any better now that the rain is out. So we've been noticeably wet this past week, but prior to that, we've been extremely dry. You're now going into your first full season here. You finished up last year. What has this season been like for you as an operator in trying to deal with these extreme conditions that we've had thus far in 2023?
Yeah, obviously it's been a little bit of a challenge, but we have an amazing golf course superintendent here, Bob Kolstad, been here for 23 years and has seen it all out here at Fox Bend, and he's done a great job making sure that the fairways, tees, and greens are watered and make sure they're nice and green and playable for everybody during that drought. You know, we were begging for a lot of rain there for a few weeks, and now we got it. So, but, you know, thankfully the Fox River is close enough for Waubonsie Creek to dump into, and it's definitely sucked down all the rain that came down. We had just over 6 inches here total over this past week with those couple rain events, and normally that type of rain would shut the course down for a couple days, but because we were in the drought conditions we were, we're in great shape now.
And I got to tell you, the golf course is as emerald green. It almost appears like we're out in Ireland out here. Just a couple of weeks ago, it wasn't quite that way, but to your point, Bob has been doing an amazing job. And just recently, you've renovated three of the greens, and they are now open. And I have to tell you, I got to play them for the first time last week, and they're fantastic.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, you know, again, that's something else. Give all the credit to Bob Kolstad and his staff, getting those greens ready to go at the time they were open there on June 29th was definitely a challenge with the drought conditions, and but to get those open and now be able to play them, the championship layout that we've always had here at Fox Bend is back in play.
So Fox Bend has hosted three Illinois Opens, and for a lot of people, Fox Bend doesn't necessarily come up on their radar because they say, oh well, it's an Oswego, but that's really just out Ogden Avenue, and for me, from, you know, Wheaton, it took me 20 minutes to get here. Why should people come out here?
Well, obviously, I'm a little bit biased in why they should come out here, but it is a championship layout. You know, something that that I tell people is, you know, this golf course is a lot better than you could imagine. You get out here. The elevation change that you do have on the golf course, the green complexes, the speed of the greens for a municipal golf course to be running their green speeds the way we do on a daily basis is really impressive. And again, it goes to Bob Kolstad and his staff and what they do out here. But you're going to get phenomenal conditions. Championship layout, really, really good variety of holes out here. And honestly, there's no reason to not come out here, right? it's a wonderful place. Great staff here, very friendly staff all the way around. And pace of play is fantastic out here. Our perm tee times on Saturday and Sundays. If those guys play in any more than 4 hours, they're scratching their head. So, the whole day is set up real nice on the weekends out here. So if you haven't been out to Fox Bend, obviously I recommend it. But, there's a lot of other people out there that will recommend it too.
And I'm one of them. I play out here now every Sunday. And your point about these greens, I'll put these greens up against anybody in a public sector for sure. These things are like country club greens, the undulation. You need to be a good putter to figure this out. And that's some of the challenge when you get out here. Not only you have to drive it well, but you need to be able to get it in the hole. And your work just begins when you walk up to these greens. With that in mind, the big major that goes on out here annually is the Fox Bend Open. So tell us a little about that. When is it? How do we get involved? How do we sign up? Because you got to play in it, right?
Yeah, we have the Fox Bend Open. I believe that's the weekend of August 19th and 20th. That's the yearly club championship set up here. But we do have a new event. That's the Fox Bend Amateur Championship. That's going to be July 29th and 30th that weekend. It's going to be a really fun event to bring some of the better players in the section here out to the golf course and challenge them 2 days in a row for a 36-hole medal play event is going to be a lot of fun. As you mentioned, the green complexes can be so challenging. Different hole locations out here really can get pretty interesting. So, it'll be a lot of fun to put some pins together for the guys and have them, challenged. We just had the Illinois State Am qualifier out here not too long ago, and, we had some excellent players playing that day, and, 72 got out into the Illinois State Am. I believe that's down in Bloomington this year, right? So another great golf course down there, but, the golf course holds up. We didn't play the golf course all the way back for that event. I didn't get to set the tees. So, but the Fox Bend Amateur on July 29th and 30th, we'll be seeing the whole golf course and seeing some tough hole locations. So it'll be a lot of fun. I really encourage anybody to check out our website. Our events page will have all the registration sheets, all the links on there where you can check out all of our events that we have for the rest of the season. But the Fox Bend Amateur registration sheets on there. Or you can obviously call the golf shop, 630-554-3939. Anybody in the golf shop can help you get signed up for that.
And bringing these top amateurs from all over the state to this event at the end of this month, I would have to imagine the way these kids play the game these days, the course record's got to be in jeopardy. Who has a course record, and what's your lowest score out here?
Well, my lowest score out here is even par 72, and I was really lucky to do that day. I don't know about that. I know that there's been some scores from way back in the day. The original golf professional here was Leon McNair. And Leon was here from the beginning, from 1967 all the way to 2004. And there's a scorecard in there that I have where he shot a 62 out here. I've heard of a couple other scores close to that, 63, 64. But it is one of those situations. There's enough history here. There's a lot of conjecture about it. Who has the course record? What it is? So I think with the new green complexes in play now, I think it's safe to say that 66 from the State Am, could probably be considered the new course record.
Lou Ramadani, the head pro out at Fox Bend Golf Course with us here on the CDGA Golf Show. So, Lou, something that I'm interested in whenever I talk to pros or anyone that works around the golf shop is, since COVID, how the game has changed. You noticing a lot of new faces coming in and maybe even fuller tee sheets as well?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, that was definitely a shot of adrenaline for the golf business as a whole. From the golf courses themselves filling up tee sheets easier with more players coming to the game, new players coming to the game, players that had taken some time off getting back to the game because it was one of the few things we could do at the beginning of COVID. And you know, I see that effect continuing. A lot of people love this game, and you know, whether it's a new player or somebody returning to the game, you know, the bug has bit all of them. And so it's been great to see. You know, it's you see a full tee sheet. You know, like yesterday, I think we ended up with you know, 260 players or something like that on the tee sheet, which is incredible. To have the tee sheet be that full, and to have so many new faces, new players. Players coming out to enjoy themselves at our facility. It's wonderful.
Lou, thanks so much for your time, and best of luck on a great event later today.
Thanks, Tyler. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Lou Ramadani, the head pro out at Fox Bend Golf Course. When we come back, Mike and I will make our picks for the British Open for the CDGA Fantasy Golf. That's all coming up next. This segment brought to you by Fox Bend Golf Course.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. Welcome into the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Here's your hosts, Mike Gilligan and Tyler Rocky.
Home of Buzz Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin. All right, Mike, it is time for us to make our British Open picks as things get teed off on Thursday at the Royal Liverpool Golf Club. We do have the Genesis Scottish Open going on right now. Let me just give you a quick leaderboard update there. Rory McIlroy in the lead right now. He's got a one-stroke advantage over Tom Kim, followed by a tie for third between Tommy Fleetwood and Brian Harman. They're each two back. Eric Cole, JT Poston, and Shane Lowry, as well as Scottie Scheffler and Byung-Hun An, all at 10 under. They are three strokes off the lead right now. But here's how this works. One of the great things that the CDGA puts on every single major, and we're going to have it for the BMW Championships as well. So looking forward to all of that. But there are four different groups that you pick from, and you have to pick three golfers in groups A and B, four out of group C, and two out of group D. So, and the prizes are as such as well. First place, you will get a Tour Edge Hot Launch 523 Series driver. Second place, a Zero Friction Wheel Pro golf bag. Third place, four Any Day Grounds tickets to the BMW Championship. And then fourth through eighth place, bunch of different foursomes of golf that you can get at the Highlands of Elgin, Glenview Park, Sunset Valley, Fox Bend, The Den at Fox Creek, and then CDGA gift cards for the 9th and 10th place. 11th through 15th place, you're going to get some great CDGA member stuff, including some golf balls, a Zero Friction glove, and five $2 off coupons to Jersey Mike's. And 16th through 20th place, a CDGA partner pack. All right, Mike, as we get set to do this, I have ousted you for two of the three so far, but you are looking for a little bit of revenge here, and you have warned me that your picks are going to be a sight to behold here as we enter our picks for the British Open.
Yeah, I think you'll start to feel a theme as we go through this, but out of the pool of the A players, if you will, I've got Tyrell Hatton, Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka, and my alternate is Cam Smith.
We have three of the four in lockstep right there. I've got, I mean, you didn't even have to ask me. You know I've got Victor Hovland. I also have Tyrrell Hatton. I have Cam Smith as one of my starters. Scotty Scheffler is my alternate. You have Brooks Koepka in, and you have Cam Smith as your alternate. So we're kind of in lockstep there. We've got three of the four in the same here. I'm going to go out on a limb, and I'm going to guess one of your Group Bs. I think I know pretty well who one of your Group Bs is, and I think you and I are going to be both on the Tommy Fleetwood train this week.
Actually, I didn't take Tommy.
Wow, all right.
I know, so I'm changing it up. This is where things get interesting. So in my B pool, you got to go with the hot live player, Taylor Gooch.
Mm-hmm.
I got to go with Shane Lowry. The man is built to be able to take wind, rain, 30-mile-an-hour gusts. He's used to it. It's kind of like home court advantage. So I put Ricky Fowler in there. I go back to another live player in DJ, and then Nick Taylor is my alternate.
Nick Taylor has played some good golf, and including at the Canadian Open when he sank that beautiful putt to oust Tommy Fleetwood. My Group B, I am rolling with Tommy Fleetwood. I am also going to take a former Open champion in Colin Morikawa, Shane Lowry, who is playing really well right now at the Scottish. I'm going to roll with him. And then my alternate, I'm going to take Denny McCarthy.
Ooh, okay. So as we move over to Group C, now you'll start to hear the theme. Bryson, Abraham Anser, Patrick Reed, and Phil Mickelson is my alternate.
Mr. Liv rolling out a full deck there of Liv players. And honestly, not a terrible strategy there. You know, Group C is where I had some difficulty because I think there you are getting good value on a number of the live players when you do roll into Group C there. I am going to take Bryson. He is going to be my lone pick out of Group C that is of live heritage here. Then I'm going to take Gary Woodland, JT Poston, Thomas Detry, and Tom Hoagie is going to be my alternate here.
Very well done. In D, I start out with Louis Oosthuizen. Then I go back to live with Charles Schwartzel.
Okay.
And then my alternate is Patrick Harrington. The man is going to put on a show at the ripe old age of 51, and he's going to make Luke Donald think long and hard about putting that veteran back on the team.
All right. My Group D, and again, this was where I kind of had some difficulty there. I'm going to go with Ben Griffin, Louis Oosthuizen, and then I'm just throwing a dart here to try to find an alternate here. You know what? Let's just do it. It's an alternate. Probably isn't going to end up mattering. Let's go with Ernie Els here for our alternate, just for old time's sake. So just to kind of run through our lineups here, give us your Group A all the way through Group D.
So I had Tyrrell Hatton, Victor Hovland, Brooks Koepka. Alternate is Cam Smith. In B, Taylor Gooch, Shane Lowry, Ricky Fowler, Dustin Johnson, and my sub is Nick Taylor. In Group C, I have Bryson, Abraham Anser, and Patrick Reed with Phil as my alternate. And then in D, Louis Oosthuizen, Charles Schwartzel, and my alternate is the young Patrick Harrington.
and just so people know, too, when you're picking the alternate, that only comes into the lineup if one of your golfers gets scratched out of the gate. And now they have to tee off. Now, and one of the other little twists here is if a player gets cut, then that player is, then you get the highest score of the day for that player if they get cut. So let's say one of our picks, Mike, gets cut. Let's say a Cam Smith gets cut. Well, then in Group A, you are going to get on that Saturday and Sunday, whatever the highest score is from the day, that is the score that you get for your cut picks. So my Group A through D here, I have Victor Hovland, Cam Smith, Tyrrell Hatton in my Group A with Scotty Scheffler as the alternate. Group B, I have Tommy Fleetwood, Colin Morikawa, Shane Lowry, and Denny McCarthy. Group C, Gary Woodland, Bryson DeChambeau, JT Poston, and Thomas Detry with Tom Hoagie as my alternate. And then Group D, Ben Griffin, Louis Oosthuizen, and Ernie Els as the alternate there. So this has been a lot of fun, the fantasy golf, and just kind of tracking it throughout. Like, I'll have it up on my laptop while I'm watching, whether it was the Masters or the U.S. Open or the PGAs, just have my laptop up, and it tracks in real time. So you see the golfers shift. And, like, let's say, like, we saw one of our guys birdie. Sometimes it's just, all right, let's glance the eyes and let's see how many spots I'm going to shoot up in the rankings there. And we've had, I think you did really well at the PGAs. I did really well at the majors. I think we both kind of did so-so at the U.S. Open. But you made, if I'm remembering correctly, you made a nice little charge there at the end for the U.S. Open.
Yeah, I really did. I ended up moving up about 1,100 spaces or more on the final day and 800 on the second to final day. So I thought I was way, way out of it. And the final 2 days, you know, the guys that I picked did what they're supposed to do for me. So I had 11 of 12 cross the cut line. And, you know, that's always helpful,
yeah.
Getting a good score. So the usual bet, Jersey Mike's has five sandwiches on the line between your time or your team and my team.
Love it. And you brought it up there. The key to this is not getting guys cut. I mean, if you can have, I mean, the winners, if you're going to be in that prize pool that I sort of brought up, especially if you want to be in the top 10, you have to go 12 for 12 in your cuts. And then if you want to maybe be in the running for the prizes 10 through 20, you can probably only have one cut unless you've got like the top five golfers somehow. And then it really comes down to, can I not get guys that get cut in Group C, and can my Group D not just ruin the entire rest of the pool here? Because if you can find a couple of gems in Group D, like if you go 2 for 2 on your cuts in Group D, you're in a good spot there.
Oh, absolutely you are. And I think with the British Open, with the field, with a lot of players that were not necessarily household names for us, I think this is going to be the hardest one of the four. Next month when we do the BMW, it is going, I mean, you're going to have to pick up basically a perfect sheet because there are only 50 players. And, you know, so that's going to be like the equivalence of a PGA Tour site where they make like 15 birdies in each round per player. You know, it's one of those. So it's going to be a lot of fun. But to your point, what makes this new format so fun, and I've heard it from a ton of CDGA members, they do exactly what you just said. They put their computer up. They watch, and then they have all of their friends in the pools. Mm-hmm. They have secondary and, you know, other pools going on among friends and neighbors. And the banter that goes around over texting and emailing back and forth, they said, is what really makes the watching a major a lot of fun now as far as having absolute real-time interaction.
Yeah, like I've got the thing up right here. You can find your friends out of all the members. So I've got Mike, I've got you up here. So I'm always tracking what you're doing in the fantasy golf because I got to see where we're standing in our Jersey Mike's wagers for all these different majors. So when we come back, we will hear what Teddy Greenstein thinks, who he thinks can walk away out at the Royal Liverpool Golf Club. Teddy Greenstein will join us next with all of his picks for the upcoming British Open. This segment brought to you by Golf Elgin, home of Bowes Creek Country Club and the Highlands of Elgin.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app. From PGA to where you should play, this is the CDGA Golf Show with Mike Gilligan and Tyler Aki, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
This segment is sponsored by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our three Chicagoland locations today. Tyler Aki here in the State Street Studios. Mike Gilligan out at Fox Bend Golf Course. You've got a big event going on in just a little bit, don't you, Mike?
We sure do. Eric Ciotti and I are going to be teeing off at 10:30 and be one of the many teams in the two-player championship. and see how our game stacks up to this championship-level course today. It looks like it's in absolute pristine shape, so we're excited. I mean, the clouds are all gone. It is nothing but bright blue skies and sun. It's actually hot out here.
Yeah. I just, from walking in today, it was seemed damp and, like, but it sounds like you have ideal conditions with the rain yesterday and now with some of the heat right now. And, I mean, you guys could be throwing some darts today.
Yeah, and especially having Eric Ciotti on the team. I mean, the man played golf with Luke Donald at Northwestern. So
I don't know. Does he have the Wildcat stink on him right now? Maybe you don't want to be with Eric today. I don't know.
Well, we don't think any worse can happen at this point. So I'm going to put my saddle on his back, and hopefully my spurs don't dig in too hard to hit in his side. So I'll be riding him like a horse today.
All right. Well, we're hopefully going to talk to Teddy Greenstein in just a moment here. But just kind of from looking at the odds and what I'm seeing right now, I mean, Rory McIlroy, the runaway favorite right now, he is plus 650. The next golfer that you find is Scottie Scheffler, plus 800. John Rahm at 12-1 here. Those have been the three that have been in the top three for all the major odds pretty much across the board this entire golf season. But this is, I think, the most spread out that we've seen them. Usually they're within 50 cents or 100 cents of each other here with a 6-1, 7-1, and then an 8-1, or a 7-1, a 7.5-1, and an 8-1. But Rory McIlroy here, a 6.5-1. Then you've got Scheffler at 8-1 and Rahm at 12-1. Like, there's a little bit of distance there, and I think maybe even amplifies the pressure on Rory McIlroy that much more.
Agreed. And, you know, last night when I was looking at the numbers, Rory was plus 700. So clearly what he's been doing this morning has affected the numbers a bit. It's, you know, down to plus 650. So, yeah, but you know what? There's some really good players, though, that are just on the outside of those three that could easily take this thing. And for me, the British Open has always been a bit of a crapshoot in a sense that the golf course is so different than anything we see, obviously, here in the United States on a week-in and week-out basis. And what I'm hearing, the weather is supposed to be absolutely awful.
Yes.
I mean, the wind is supposed to kick up. They're talking 35 miles an hour next weekend. I find it interesting. They seem to be able to predict the weather better over in Scotland than we can over here. But I guess it's just because it's like that so often in Scotland. So that may be some of their go-to weather at this time of the year.
Yeah, I'm thinking too, like, you look at some of the Europeans always in these guys that are used to it, and maybe not to win, but maybe a little wager on a top 10 here and there. I haven't seen any odds for top 10s or top 20s quite yet, but there's always a couple guys that I look to in this tournament. And one of them in particular is a guy that I believe both of us have in our fantasy golf, and that's Shane Lowry. And he just does a fantastic job in these Open Championships. He's been really, really strong so far in the Scottish Open as well. He's tied for fifth right now, three strokes off the lead there. But guys like Lowry are guys that I always look for in the British Open when I'm making some of my gambling picks for the week.
Absolutely agreed. Shane Lowry is built for this kind of golf, both from the weather perspective, but also the golf course. He grew up playing, obviously, over there. He understands what he's going to be up against better than anyone. And, you know, a guy of his stature and build, I think just, again, because of the severe conditions, his strength and his, you know, he's built stocky and thick. I think he's just going to be able to remain steady and calm and without moving or fidgeting when you're standing over the putts. That's really where the guys that are taller and maybe not have as much body weight on them tend to, you know, move just, and it doesn't take much. As you well know, playing at Olympia Fields, you make one little error on the putter and it spells out disaster. So I like him, and obviously in the same vein, Tyrell Hatton.
Yes, and Hatton has played some really strong golf as of late. I'm just looking right now at Lowry's finishes at the Open. His debut back in 2010, he finishes in the top 40. Remarkable there. Then he's got a top 10 in 2014. Then he was cut four tournaments in a row, but then he bounces back in 2019, wins the whole thing. 2021, he goes tied for 12th, and then last year, tied for 21st. So I think that's someone that's definitely worth a wager on whenever the odds do come out, but definitely worth a wager on to win the whole thing and also to be inside the top 10. I don't love betting the top fives because there's just sometimes too much traffic there and, a little meaningless birdie putt here or a bogey there, and it can kind of ruin the whole shuffle of things. You get really, really good odds on it, but I think those are sort of bait. I kind of look at the top 10s and stuff like that. Another guy who I think both you and I have been high on over the course of the year and is playing pretty well at the Scottish right now, Tommy Fleetwood, someone who is used to these conditions as well and I think it could put on a nice show. He's 22-1 along with Tyrrell Hatton, who we've mentioned there, and then Shane Lowry at 25-1. So I look at those three Europeans as guys that could make some noise this upcoming weekend.
Well, to your point about Tommy Fleetwood, you know, he improved from being plus 25 last night to the plus 22 you just referenced. But the bet that I think I would make this week would be Brooks Koepka in the top 10. He's at, last night he was at plus 1,800. I don't know what he's at this morning.
Yeah, he's still there. Mm-hmm.
Still there. So he's a guy that, you know, he's been doing so well this year in the majors, and I think he's going to put an exclamation point down. I don't know that he'll win, but I think he's going to have a good event and be prime as, you know, he comes into Ryder Cup action in Rome.
One of the most fascinating conversations that I think you and I have had over the course of the year is, will we see more first-time major winners? We got one last time at the U.S. Open when Wyndham Clark outlasted Rory McIlroy. And I think all eyes sort of turn now to Ricky Fowler. Could he be? He is the shortest odds of guys who would be first-time major winners right now at 20-1. He has the win at the Rocket Mortgage. He's working with Butch Harmon. It seems like he's got the Midas touch, right? And Ricky's playing some of his best golf right now. Both him and Xander Schauffele, each at 20-1 right now, those are the shortest odds of anyone that would be a first-time major winner there. How do we feel about maybe Ricky pulling away and picking up his first major here?
I think Ricky has a very, very, very good chance of winning this weekend. He's got game. His mental side of the equation is rock solid. And, you know, really it's whoever Butch Harmon gets with and touches seems to turn into gold. And he's doing it with Ricky. And, you know, I think Ricky's ready. Again, if he can, you know, battle the elements and stay in this thing all the way till Sunday. If he can be in the top five on Sunday, I think he wins.
Yeah, I mean, he had the heartbreak at the U.S. Open, and things just sort of unraveled for him on that Sunday. But, I mean, that was a rock-solid first three rounds for him, and it looked like he had everything going. And maybe that's just a little kick in the ass that he needs to sort of, all right, this is what it's like when you're really in the thick of things. You're really in the hunt here, because he hadn't had that in so long. And I just look at, all right, if we are going to get a first-time major winner here, all right, couple names. And I do stand corrected. Victor Hovland has the shortest odds of guys who would be first-time major winners here. So you've got Hovland, Fowler, Schauffele, and let's throw Patrick Cantlay in the mix as well. Of those four names that I threw you, who do you feel like is most likely to come out on top as a first-time major winner? I think we lost Mike there for a second. We'll try to reestablish connection there. But if you're asking me, I mean, you look at what Victor Hovland has done over the course of his career so far in the early stages. Like, he has just been knocking on the doorstep time and time again. And I just look at what Victor Hovland has done over the course of his career. It just feels like he is primed to be one of those guys who very shortly is going to be walking away with a major, and him being a Norwegian guy, European guy, this could be the place where he ultimately breaks through. I think there's a very good chance that we could see Victor Hovland at 18-1 right now. He's going to get some of my money. I've been putting him in to get top 10s at pretty much every single tournament so far. And so far it has paid off in a big way. And he's one of those guys too who round one, he's been on fire. And you look at some of the groupings that he's been in, like he's been playing with the big boys and been winning a lot of those day one matchups. So look for a day one matchup maybe for Victor Hovland. He's finished top 20 in every single major so far, tied for 7th at the Masters, tied for 2nd at the PGAs, finishing a sole 19th at the U.S. Open. And then this upcoming U.S. or the Open, I mean, last year at the Open, he finished tied for 4th. So this could be the thing that really gets him going. Tied for 12th back in 2021. So he's had plenty of success. He has played in just 2 of these tournaments. No tournament back in 2020. But he has played in 2 of these tournaments, and he has been fantastic. Tied for 12th, tied for 4th. So I think Victor Hovland, this could be the time where he really does push through and ultimately come away with it. Patrick Cantlay, I think, has been, he gets pent up a lot. You see his name, you hear his name a lot, but ultimately we haven't really seen him put it together. Xander Schauffele is certainly an intriguing name there. I would probably go Victor and Schauffele as my 2 guys who could be first-time major winners, followed by Fowler and then Patrick Cantlay. But we're going to hopefully reestablish some connection with Mike so he can go around the CDGA when we come back here. This segment brought to you by PGA Tour Superstore. Visit any of our 3 Chicagoland locations today.
More golf ahead. The CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1000, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club. Golf is on your mind and on the air right now. This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app, presented by Glenview Park Golf Club.
Thank you to Sean Graney and Charlie Bevins for producing today's show. If you missed anything, check it out on the Golf Show podcast, the CDGA Golf Show podcast, wherever you get your podcasts, including on the ESPN Chicago app. The segment brought to you by Cog Hill Golf and Country Club, a pure golf experience. Mike, real quick, before we go around the CDGA, I do want to bring up the American Century Championship that's taking place out in Tahoe right now. It is the best celebrity golf tournament in all of golf. Steph Curry should not be allowed to be as good at basketball and golf as he is. He is currently leading the event right now by 4 points. And the way that the scoring works out there, you get 10 points for an albatross, 8 points for a hole-in-one, 6 points for an eagle, 3 points for a birdie, 1 for a par, no points for a bogey, and you lose 2 points for double bogey or worse. But Steph Curry right now running away with it. We knew that he was a great golfer, but this is just furthering the legend of Steph Curry right now.
Absolutely. The man is so talented. And then he's also putting on a show with the basketball in the midst of his round, which I thought was
pretty
cool.
Too.
So that's going to be, yeah, I mean, you know, the event is a lot of fun to watch. It's going to be on NBC today and tomorrow. But, you know, Steph has got a lead. But, you know, under this format, just about anything can happen. You've got guys like Marty Fish, who won in 2020. You've got the defending champ, Tony Romo, kind of hanging out there. He's tied for 13th along with John Elway.
Smoltz, too.
Believe
John
it or not,
Smoltz,
you know,
a very good golfer.
Yeah. Very, very good golfer. And, you know, interesting, Brett Baer is, you know, from Fox News. And when I was out in Washington, it was pointed out to me that he's probably one of the best players, amateurs, in Washington, D.C. You know, so Brett is doing well. You know, and believe it or not, Jack Wagner, he's the only non-professional to win this event, and he's won it 3 times. So, you know, good luck to Robbie Gould, who's T20 right now. At he's got 13. But Brian Urlacher, he's tied for 5th. So the Chicago Bears are doing us up proud.
Yeah, I will say this. Robbie, a frequent listener of the golf show here, tied for 20th. Tied for 20th with Aaron Rodgers, all right? You have to beat Aaron out there. That's the only demand we're making out there. I believe today he's playing with Vinny Del Negro. He's in the group with Del Negro today, the former Bulls coach. And I think yesterday he played with Jim McMahon. A couple other Chicago people that I just kind of saw on here. Zach LaVine's playing in this tournament. He is currently not faring very well. Tied for 88th. He is He's got the minus 18 next to his name, which usually looks good on a golf course, but not in this event here. You do not want to be in the negatives here. This is a point scoring event. And that, I think, pretty much rounds out all of these. Oh, John Lester is tied for 38th right now. He's already underway, actually, in today's round, but he's got 8 points right now, tied for 38th, I should say, with that 1 point bump. But that pretty much sums up everyone with the Chicago sports ties. All right, Mike, what's going on around the CDGA here?
Well, hopefully everyone's enjoying the July edition of the magazine, Chicago District Golfer. It arrived in everybody's homes this past week. Some great coverage on the Western Junior, the BMW, and, you know, all that's going around the CDGA this month. The Illinois State Amateur starts Tuesday at Bloomington Country Club. And, you know, this year we have 27 teenagers playing in this grand old event. And, you know, they'll have their practice round on Monday, round one on Tuesday, round two on Wednesday, and rounds three on Thursday in the final round. With the 27 teenagers, it just so happens that my nephew is the youngest player in the field, Charlie Gilligan. He just turned 16. His handicap, you ready for this? 0.3. So the little guy can play. So good luck, Charlie, and good luck to everybody down in Bloomington. It's going to be a special week for everybody down there. And for those who want to join us, again, Friday, July 28th, we have a few more spots left open for the ESPN CDGA Golf Listener Appreciation Outing. Just go to cdga.org, join me, Eric Ciotti, and a whole plethora of our corporate partners and friends for a wonderful day of golf and music afterwards at the Glenview Park Golf Club. July 28th, shotgun start at noon. And it is going to be a very, very fun day. So cdga.org, go to social competitions, and you can sign up there. And then as far as any great deals, well, we just mentioned, you know, Fox Bet earlier. They have $80 with cart for both for the two players anytime, Monday to Friday. Book online at foxbengolfcourse.com. And then also check out what's new in our golf shop, the CDGA Golf Shop. We just received some new polos, some new T-shirts from Imperial, and some new headwear. So what we were out of, we are now fully stocked. So give that a quick look. And then when you're out, especially with as soft as things are today, be sure to replace your divots and fix an extra ball mark and have a great time. Fairways and greens, long and straight. And have a great week, everybody.
All right. Looking forward to another great week of golf. Looking forward to talking to you, Mike, next week as we talk all things going on at the British Open. Best of luck to you and Eric in your two-man scramble later today. Looking forward to some good reports from you guys.
Well, we hope to be able to give them to you.
All right. Thank you for listening. We will be back with you next week. This segment brought to you by Coghill Golf and Country Club, home of 42 practice bays with top tracer technology. The Odds Couple with Carmen DeFalco and Mike North is next.
This is the CDGA Golf Show on ESPN 1100.3 HD2 and the ESPN Chicago app.